Onward lacks the magic it greatly desires to possess. I'm Jason Konigsberg of PanAndSlam.com, and today I'm reviewing Onward. Onward is a step backward for the Pixar animation team. What started off with some promise is squandered into a mundane road movie about male bonding that has been done 1,000 times, many of which are far more engrossing than Onward. The film opens up with some ominous music over a black screen as Tom Holland talks about how the world used to have magic, and then blasts the viewer with a shot of a flying unicorn, then revealing other mythical creatures on an exotic mountainscape. Sadly, these first few images are the most magical moments in the film. We learn quickly that this fantasy paradise soon turned into a world similar to ours, with iPhones and automobiles caught in traffic jams. What was once mystical is now mundane, and the movie follows suit with the images. The plot involves two elf brothers going on a quest to spend one day with their deceased father and to see if the magic that could bring him back still exists in their world. This picture is primarily a story about two brothers growing up without a father and the void that can create, but Onward never really goes deeper than the superficial level, delving into the loss of identity and all of the pain and heartache that goes with not having a father. The brothers are voiced by Tom Holland, another big Disney paycheck for him since he plays Spider-Man, and fellow Avenger Chris Pratt, one of the Guardians of the Galaxy. Holland is fine as the skinny and awkward younger brother, but Pratt is severely miscast as the goofy, never-do-well, big doofus brother. He simply never convinced me that he was the actual voice of the role the whole time. It was really, really awkward. The whole time it feels that he was just doing a Jack Black impersonation, and it would have been a lot better and less frustrating if they animated his character differently or just hired Jack Black. But I guess Chris Pratt is a bigger name, and star power is what sells, even with animated films these days. Julia Louis-Dreyfus does a convincing job selling the mom character, and some of the best small moments in Onward involved her and her difficulties as a single mother raising two boys. She has a boyfriend, a police officer, who happens to be a centaur, and the screenplay wisely never turns him into a heel, which it easily could have. Instead, he suffers through the real-world struggles that a man in his position would face in the real world. This movie would have been better if it focused on the family aspect between the two brothers, their mom, and her suitor. Instead, it goes the road trip movie and buddy comedy route, which in itself is a cop-out from the smart, engaging pictures that Pixar has made in the past that can beguile children and adults alike. For a movie that talks a lot about magic, Onward is really lacking in the magic department. It has some moments, like a tavern scene that is really funny with Octavia Spencer as the voice of a manticore, a beast-like creature that is probably the funniest set piece of the movie. The supporting characters have some inspired moments, like the mothers, her boyfriend, the tavern owner, and two police officers voiced by Lena Waithe and Ali Wong. Really made me wish they made a movie just about them. They had a really scene-stealing moment. The main character brothers are the least interesting because they're too cliches. They never feel like real characters with real struggles, and that makes it hard to root for them and relate to them. Some of the other action-packed sequences feel long, and there's an extremely superfluous chase scene on a freeway involving pixies. One of the main characters has a checklist, and of course, by the end, he realizes he achieved everything he wanted on this adventure without actually doing it the way he imagined he would. Onward is not a terrible movie. Pixar has made a few worse feature films than this. But it is also not special or unique at all. As I watched Onward, I kept imagining different directions I wish this movie took and creating my own better movie in my head. That is the last thing one should be doing while they are trying to immerse themselves into a computer-animated fantasy world. I'm Jason Konigsberg of PanAndSlam.com. Live long, prosper, and watch movies.